Call the City of Franklin's Common Council to order. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Olson.
Here.
Alderman Solomon.
Here.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
I'm here.
Alderman Schmidt.
Present.
Alderman Scruggs.
Here.
Please rise to the pledge of allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we begin, I did email, I think, most of the aldermen, or if not all the aldermen. There was a link to a online site for the victims of Newtown, Connecticut, where if you or your constituents wanted to sign up, I think the last count there was about 9,000 people that had signed already and make a comment. We did lower the flags, as you see, half-mast. I would just like to say that this month I get to apply for Social Security. I don't recall in my lifetime an incident more horrific than what happened in that school system to those poor children. And I think all of us feel the same. Police Chief and I were talking about things that can or could not be done, what we could do today to try and improve safety and security of children in the schools. It's just one of the most evil acts I think I've ever seen in my lifetime. And with that, I would ask the Common Council and the members and the people in the audience to observe a moment of silence for the poor children that are lost, for their parents, and for the spouses and the loved ones of the other people that are lost there. Citizens' comment period. Any citizens wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Yes, if you could, please come forward. Please state your name and address for the record.
Pat Shago, 10250 West Ryan. We received our tax bill last week and were charged for the sewer. We have been in the so-called no sewer district. We are and have been opposed to the sewer, and we resent having to pay for something we're not using. Wisconsin Energy has gas lines running down our road. If you have propane, they don't charge you for gas. We shouldn't be paying for it.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Yes, ma'am. If you could please state your name and address for the record.
Judy Ebard. I live on 8463 South 116th Street. We don't have sewer and water, and we're more likely never going to get it or charge for this. I went to the meetings before this, and I just don't think it's fair you're going to be charging us for something we're not ever going to get. And I heard that this charge is on the tax bill, the rest of the property's life, which isn't fair, something that we're not going to be using.
Thank you. If there are questions or comments tonight, I do have a prepared statement at the end of the citizens' comment period that will be handed out to all the employees that are interacting with the public from this point forward, which I think should be able to address many of the issues that will come up tonight. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period?
My name is Lima Lewandowski, 8030 West Winston Way. I'm concerned about number 10 on the agenda today because it's saying something in regards to the Evergreen Street extension. That's an extension that goes into what I thought was a conservancy, and the last couple of meetings that I've attended with the Streets and Sidewalk Committee, they've been showing that they were going to put a trail through there, and now it looks like there's a street extension which is going to go nowhere. I don't see a roundabout that people can come out of there. I also am objecting it because of the South View that never went through. There's two people on this committee that voted for, and there's two sitting here, one in the back row, and Mr. Bennett that voted for South View to go through and not the church. So I wish somebody would stop putting streets into deserted land and stop monkeying around. You know, you people messed up my neighborhood, and it's just unusual that that land is free. It belongs to the school district. You can acquire that and put a road through there. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizen's comment period?
My name is Casper Green. I live at 3519 West Forest Hill Avenue, and I'm concerned about item number 11. I'm actually concerned about the Mount Pleasant being the fiscal agent for the Southeast Wisconsin Clean Water Network. Mr. Mayor, do you know anything about that, and could you explain it, please?
I think we'll go into great detail. I've asked Mr. Bennett to be prepared tonight to explain that. So when we get down there, we'll try to do so. My call to Jack was, so Jack, what is this? So, but we'll find out more. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizen's comment period? Is there anyone else wishing to speak during the citizen's comment period? Not, okay. Close the citizen's comment period. Mr.
One more.
I'm Marcia Napentic. I live on 10233 West Ryan Road, and I'm in a comment about number one about the sewer. I'd like to read from the Franklin Now newspaper, Thursday, February 24th, 2011. There are two things important to know in the financing, says Cal Patterson, the city director of finance and treasurer. Taxpayers will not be impacted, and the sewer rates will not be affected. What are we to believe? We can't believe the paper. We can't believe the people that put it in the paper. And now we get our taxes, and our taxes are impacted. So your credibility is being altered very badly.
Is that February 24th, 2011?
Yes, okay. Thursday.
Anyone else? Alderman Olson, did you want to comment?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to take the opportunity to wish you and Carol and all of my colleagues and constituents' families a happy and healthy and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Same to you and yours. Yes?
Jacqueline Uter, 10338 West Ryan Road, Franklin. I think I've spoken with a couple of you. I did speak with my alderman in November of 2010, the first time that I heard the sewer project was going to be going through. I was told it would cost us nothing. From nothing, it has gone to $720. That is outrageous to do that to people without giving them an opportunity to speak to it, to vote to it. We had 42 meetings. We had meetings on the master plan prior to sewer, after sewer, confusing. People were misled. They didn't know what was going on, and we didn't know that we were going to be into MMSD and be charged such an atrocious amount. I think it's inexcusable.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizen's comment period? Is there anyone else wishing to speak? If not, I'm going to close the citizen's comment period. And I do have, as I said, a formal position, at least for my office. Did not share it with the Alderman, but if there's any disagreement, I'm sure they'll let me know about it. That is MMSD property tax levy. MMSD is a separate independent taxing body from the city. 2011, after a public hearing, the MMSD Commission approved an action requiring all properties in Franklin to be included in the MMSD district and therefore to be subject to the MMSD property tax levy. Ultimately, the decision to levy the tax on these parcels was the decision of MMSD. City did not directly approve this decision or any other decision. The city did, however, partner with MMSD in pursuing the installation of the Ryan Creek Interceptor. This project is the initial step of providing sewer service to the southwest portion of the city of Franklin. The Ryan Creek Interceptor is very important to the future of the city of Franklin and an integral part of the city's master plan. The city was aware that MMSD would consider expanding their district as a result of partnering on the Ryan Creek Interceptor project. Contract between the city and MMSD, for example, states that, quote, the district requires that it undertake the procedures necessary to consider the inclusion of all lands within Franklin within the district's boundary, and will conduct hearings to ascertain whether all the city of Franklin should be included within the district boundary. In short, it was MMSD's action and decision that directly expanded the district and applied the new property tax levy to these parcels. This action was outside the direct control of the city and was not approved by the city. MMSD, however, required that the city's successful pursuit of the Ryan Creek Interceptor would lead to MMSD holding a hearing to determine whether the district should include these parcels. Ultimately, MMSD determined all parcels in Franklin should be subject to the MMSD property tax levy. I would add that the city attorney had every intentions of being here tonight. About 2:30 or 3 o'clock today, I received a call from him. Even at his urging to be down here, I cautioned him because of some of the issues regarding his health, that he should be in the best interest of him and the city for him to take care of himself. And so otherwise, he would be here. As you know, Mr. Wesolowski served as the chief negotiator for this contract and is the party that is responsible for its enforcement and its implementation along with Mr. Bennett. There are a couple things that I did find out along the way with this whole process. One is in 1983, let me start. My understanding is all properties in Franklin prior to 1983 were included in the MMSD district. Because of the urging of some, what I've heard is the Mayor Fadro played an integral role in this, legislation at the state level was implemented that allowed certain portions of Franklin not to be included in the district. However, there is a provision in that law that said that in the event that sewer is likely to be in place within a 10-year period, that MMSD is required to survey and to study the issue and to determine if people should or should not be in the district. So, in essence, everyone at one time was in the district based on the fact that there were no sewers that could reach the people in that area for a 10-year period. My understanding is people were exempted. Now that there is a sewer that is in place or will be in place shortly, within a 10-year likelihood, people should be able to receive sewer. And that's kind of the nuts and bolts of it. There's a lot that's been written and said about this, but the language of the statutes is clear and unambiguous. And I think all we need to do is to look at that statute. So with that, there will be much more that will be said and done on this subject. I know that. I will also say that city attorney and I have had some discussions about what potential recourse people may have under MMSD rules, and we are still looking into that matter. And then there's also the discussion as to what appeal process there may be in place. So, unfortunately, the city attorney is not here with us tonight, but I think he could have spoke in great volumes about what he has learned since we first started these discussions. So with that, I'm going to turn to item one. I'm sorry, approval of minutes.
So
regular meeting. Then moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, I say that motion carries. You have before you the approval of special meeting of December 7th, 2012.
Move to approve. Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, I have it. Motion carries. You now have before you the name of Luther Graf for the Board of Water Commissioners.
Move to approve. Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Mr. Graf?
Aye.
Mr. Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Mulhouse.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skrinet.
Aye.
Six ayes, no nos, ayes have it, motion carries. You have a letter from Kenneth Junker, Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission, regarding Advisory Committee for Population and Employment Forecasts. Mr. Beadle brought the subject to my attention. I thought it would be a good idea that our planning manager and our staff participate. It is for informational purposes only. I believe the sewer PAC, as far as I know, would like to have a discussion about affordable housing with all the municipalities. So I thought it was a very good idea that we have a member of our staff present that can report back to us on his findings. Item G1, survey of area residents for the need to extend sanitary sewer on South 76th Street from a point 3,000 feet south of West Ryan Road and a point 1,400 feet north of West Ryan Road and on a West Ryan Road from a point 2,400 feet west of South 76th Street to South 76th Street. Mr. Bennett.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, we have a request from one property owner for the extension of sewers. Have talked to a number of other people. And the Ryan Creek Interceptor basically starts at 60th Street, goes through easements over 76th Street, and then south. And this is basically almost along the runway, old runway of Rainbow Airport, and then follows the Ryan Creek to the west. With this sewer now, it makes it available for an extension to the property owners along 76th Street and west, basically up to the curb or beyond the curb of St. Martin's Road, Highway 100. It's generally been a policy, and somebody requested that you survey the area. This area, of course, never had sewer available, so it's never been surveyed. So I guess engineering staff is recommend that right after the first of the year that we survey this area and bring back the results to Common Council for their consideration.
I move to approve, Mr. Mayor, with changing 2,400 feet to 2,600 feet.
Is there a second?
Second.
Under discussion, Alderman Wilhelm.
I just have a question. Is that policy when someone normally requests that, is that applied to other issues as well when someone requests, say, you know, a drainage issue? Policy go by?
When
someone requests a survey?
Staff does not survey.
Right.
For sewer and water, it's been a policy. Board of Public Works or drainage might want to survey. I guess they would have the right to use the survey. But as staff, we normally don't.
But you, it just takes one person to request a
survey? Well, it's up to council.
Okay.
We bring it to you, and in the past, I think the council has been surveyed a number of times in the past, and it hasn't proceeded. Sometimes the council will go back and say, you know, if you want to go out and get some other signatures to show us that there's more interest. In this case, it hasn't been surveyed before. So, but it's up to you.
Right. So this is the area that wasn't in the sewage district that's now getting charged for the sewage, but is not hooked up to it. This is one of those sections of the city, correct? So now they would be more likely to want to sign on to the survey because they're already getting charged for something they don't get anyway. So, okay.
Well, if they want the sewers.
Or if they would fill in septic system.
This would probably relate, since the sewers are quite expensive, I can't imagine a person would want sewers just because they're paying taxes for it. Because it's going to probably cost them $10,000 to $20,000, $30,000 or $40,000 for some of these households to have sewer installed. So,
okay.
I would presume they vote for it, they want it. I mean, how can you say why they want it?
All right, thank you.
Mr. Bennett, while you're up there, you've addressed this in the past, but we've been surveyed by others in the community that have now requested sewer. During the course of lots of conversations we've had, my understanding is that the soil in Franklin is such that it has a very, very heavy clay base that does not make it a good candidate for septic systems. And could you maybe elaborate on that? Is that
yes, that's, a lot of people are familiar with what they used to call perk tests. Perk tests aren't done anymore, but that shows how the water would percolate through the soil. We used to actually dig a hole, fill it full of water, and then measure how fast the water would go down in the hole. Well, they don't do that anymore. They do a soil test now. So to have a standard system, you have to have a soil test that shows that the soil is permeable enough to take away the effluent. Because the septic system, you need the liquid needs to soak into the ground. The solids that can be decomposed, but the liquids have to soak into the ground. And a soil test can tell that. Even to expand the system now, you have to do a soil test. You just can't put on more. You used to be able to just add a little more tile fills. DNR won't allow you to do that. So, yes, it's not very conducive, and I think a lot of people would say a septic system that's 20 years old is probably the end of its life. Now, some, if the soil is really granular and permeable, it may last longer. But in our soils, I would think most septic systems over 20 years are very good.
Yeah, as I've said many times to you, I learned more about sewers than I ever wanted to know when I ran for office. But, you know, also as the chairman of the plan commission for the city, based on what I've learned, I don't know that I could in good conscience recommend the building of new subdivisions in some of the areas of the city without professional sewer systems in place. So, Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, just speaking on the soils, I just happened to be going through my basement and found the Waukesha soil chart, which I gave to planning staff in case they had questions. I just don't want the people out there to misunderstand. We're not all clay soils. And, in fact, Forest Hill Highland had home muck, which is really, really absorbs a lot of water. So the soil map, if anyone's interested, is available. I'm sure we have a layer for it. And it's really interesting to see that we have a wide variety of soils. There's ASA, MZVB, so they're all listed in different types, and if you read that, you know, M stands for morally, and if you really want to do soil science of it, you can actually kind of tell which areas are wet based on that soil.
My recollection is when we were doing the comprehensive master plan, the task force, we had our consultant go out and give us a report on all of the soils and the types of soils and whether they're hydric or not as part of it. And I do think there's a layer within the, Jack's nodding, yes, in our comprehensive master plan. So, and I do understand there are a couple areas maybe in the city, maybe over Alderman Solomon's district where they might have soft, loamy soil where the sanitary sewer system could work, but most of the area, my understanding, is heavy clay soil that just is not conducive for having septic systems. I would acquiesce to your knowledge on that. Okay, do we vote on this? No.
Yes, we do.
We have a motion. Okay, it's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. We now have item two, update from the world's greatest chairman of the Fire and Police Commission in the city of Franklin, Bob Donahoe.
Are we going to do two and three together?
We can do that. By the way, thank you for attending that task force meeting.
Okay. And
your input.
I'm not being chairman. Very enjoyable.
I understand completely.
Items. Well, let me start with item two. Two and three. Item number three is change of the minimum qualifications for the fire chief. I appeared before the personnel committee 2 or 3 weeks ago. I don't remember. And there was a change, and they approved it. I think it was unanimous vote, wasn't it? I believe they. And so that's number three, what the qualifications are. Let me quickly fill you in on what has occurred since Chief Marcus announced his retirement. First of all, the commission, we had several meetings to discuss what we're going to do. And the first thing, obviously, we looked at the qualifications in the your qualifications, and we didn't like them. That was not the way of putting it. So what I did was there was a site I went on, and I had the privilege of looking at 50 present people, departments that are advertising police chiefs in the United States, and stopped at 50. 50 actually. you go on to. And so we came up with, we had a meeting then, and I suggested some qualifications, A, B, and C, and we had a meeting, and we agreed on those qualifications, what they should be. And actually, we really couldn't do any formal process till we got that done. You can't advertise for the job until you know what the qualifications are. However, in the meantime, we also had some discussions as to, like you said, what are we going to do? It was more a theoretical thing, and we had initially, informally, we didn't, it wasn't involved, just thought, well, we're going to go inside, outside, etc. What are we going to do? And I initially, without really talk about it very much, it appeared we would be doing a word national is a big word, but outside the department search. And then, but in the meantime, we also, we had a meeting on the fire consolidation, and that, you know, it was in August. Obviously, we didn't know, retired. But we also had a chance during that meeting also to sort of review the fire department. Because we, I read the study, obviously, me and Commissioner Nelson took it in part bit by bit. And we had a chance to talk to Chief Martins and Assistant Chief Remington about how the department's doing. And we actually had a long discussion. We usually don't do that. I mean, that's not our job, you know what I mean? But we had a chance to do that. Also, at the same time, I also checked around, talked to some of the people. I had some contact with the fire chiefs, quite frankly, and what we were going to do is kind of search. And one thing I heard from everyone, and I also talked to the mayor, I mean, talked to some of you, and one thing I heard is, and it was my impression after all those meetings, is that we have a very good fire department. I mean, that seemed to be unanimous. I mean, we have a very, very good fire department. Now, as you know, everything gets, you know, get better. You all strive to be better. It's not a perfect fire department. Nobody's perfect. But number one, and I guess that brought us home to us, it's a very good fire department. So we also then talked about, well, where are we going on this? And we're not looking to have a new chief who's going to, quote, change everything. I mean, we're not looking to, we don't have problems like some other departments. They have problems to get a chief in, and the first directive is change everything. You know, you got to fix this. It's broke. We're not broke. We run at a very good speed. So that then brought back, okay, if it's not fixed, if it's not broke, why do you want to fix it? So we had some discussions as to should we look inside the department first. And we had a meeting on that, and we obviously discussed actual people. There was three people who would meet the qualifications for the new qualifications, so you're going to pass. Two of them do not want to. I talked to them personally. They would not apply. Be very kind. Okay, they're happy what they're doing, and they do not want to, wouldn't even apply for fire chief. But that left one person, the assistant chief. We then had a meeting, and at this time, we had talked to the retiring fire chief, who, as I said, I have known him. I really respect him. He's just a great chief, a great person. And he and me had a lot of private conversations and some long talks. And then we said, should we basically look inside first? In other words, should we look inside? Which would be the assistant chief Remington. I mean, the other people didn't want it. We then had a closed-session meeting to discuss Assistant Chief Remington. We had the fire chief there. We had a long discussion about this. And it was premised upon whenever you're hiring anybody, let's assume we go outside the department, okay? Unless we hire a chief from somewhere, you're going to assume you get somebody who's assistant chief, battalion chief. Well, they won't have any familiarity with certain things we're looking for. One of the, let's use it right here. Another one, somebody we're looking for is somebody who can get along with the mayor and get along with the common council. Can say yes when yes is appropriate, say no, it's got to be no, right? You only do that by doing it. I mean, you know what I mean? And that's usually the chief. Chief jobs, as you know here, some chiefs, the number twos do all that. Here, the chief did it. I mean, Chief Martins did that. He hosts the meetings, everything like that. So here's what we looked at it. We looked at Assistant Chief Remington. He's the acting. He was going to be the acting chief no matter what. We made him the acting chief no matter what. This had actually nothing to do with this. But here's what we decided. First of all, we all believe Assistant Chief, Acting Chief Remington is very competent. There is no doubt about that. Number two, obviously, since Chief Martins did a lot of things that chiefs would do, we we had, it's not questions, but how does he get along with the common council? How does he get along with the mayor? How does he do these things, which unless you've done them, you don't know how they're going to do. So here, we decided then to do this. Number one, he was the acting chief. He's the acting chief. We're going to, for the next 6 months, basically do nothing. And he's going to be the, I don't want to say this will be a trial period because I don't know what that right term. He's the acting chief no matter what. He's the acting chief. Okay, I want to make that clear. Even if we weren't doing this. But we're basically going to wait 5-6 months, see how things are going. What we'll probably do is put together a panel of other fire chiefs. We'll also probably, since this is somewhat unique, probably get more involved in this. In other words, we'll talk to people, talk to everybody, and just see things, how things are going. See the questions we have of anybody, how things are going, talk to everybody. This also has the advantage of, it's been my view that obviously the commission, we do the hiring of this, but it's always my personal view that you do it with consultation with the mayor and the common council. And you set the package. I mean, and you do it in consultation. The advantage of this is we really get your feedback rather than have you interview somebody for 5 minutes, right? I mean, kind of, you tell them 5-10 minutes. So that has the extra benefit of getting good impact and consultation back and information back from the mayor and the common council also. So that's an advantage. So that's basically what we're doing. We're going to basically do nothing. I mean, tend to do nothing for 5 or 6 months, see how it goes, but I'll put together a panel, and then we'll proceed from there. So that's basically what we decided to do at the last meeting.
Bob, first of all, thank you for coming in here. My understanding is when the last recruiting effort took place, at that time there was Chief Bublitz. He put together like 19 items and said, these are the things that I'd like to see for the fire department. And I remember asking him, so can you carve it down to like 3 and then prioritize it? And his number one goal was a full-time professional fire department. And I think as a result of that, what I had heard was the Fire and Police Commission then tried to get a fire chief that was going to come in and take the fire department from a combination volunteer on-call department to this full-fledged, world-class department. And we got very fortunate, and we got Jim Martins. In this particular case, I think what I'm hearing you saying is that you've looked at it, Fire and Police Commission's looked at the department, and it's an excellent department, and it's like one of the best. I don't think that surprises any of us up here. So it's not broke, why fix it, et cetera, et cetera. But because this is such an important decision, might be best to just take 6 months to measure out everything and see how things go.
That's correct.
Okay.
And more eloquently put than I think.
Yeah, sure.
So that's my update.
And
thank you.
Adam and I had our meeting today, like I've had with Jim Martins. It was a very good meeting. We have a great guy in Adam Remington. I have the utmost confidence in him. I describe him as our American hero. So, Adam, thanks for doing this. Great
thank you. Thanks for the opportunity.
With the chairman's permission, I'll only add, in case anyone's looking for any statutory cross-reference, one thing the commission did do was clarify that acting chief, the statutory reference is it's a probationary chief. That's the status that it falls under in the statute.
I guess one other thing I'd like to add is that I understand that we have the ability of putting together the compensation package and negotiating that, but I have absolutely the utmost confidence in the Fire and Police Commission and the men and women that serve on there. When I said the world's best, I meant it. We have Sandy Maher Johnson, we have John Nelson, we have people that have served on the Department of Defense. James Sass, who has kind of the pulse of the community. Okay, I'm off of that.
That's good. That's a good one.
Boy.
I caught it.
But anyhow, I have absolutely the utmost faith and in the Fire and Police Commission. I know that whatever you do will be the best thing for the people of Franklin, and I hope to continue to work with you.
Thank you. I just add one thing. I think the fact that nobody jumped up here to disagree with what you said is basically you guys made the right decision. I think we have a very well-run, efficient department. Look at the numbers of how much it costs for us to operate compared to other municipalities. Take a look at our paramedic program. And the fact is, you know, Adam has worked side-by-side with the chief for a while now, and I have the full confidence that he's an outstanding job because he knows the department. And I think when you do bring in someone from the outside, it can shake things up, and we don't have any problems. I mean, can there be disagreements inside? Can there be personality clashes? That's always going to be the case. However, that has not bubbled out in my 5 years, since 5 years here, and with some that have been here longer, and they probably could comment more on where the department is now compared to where it was, let's say, 13 years ago. So I think you made a very wise decision on this commission, and thank you.
Alderman Schmidt, and Alderman Skronsky, and
Just for clarity, since we have gone through some revisions to the qualifications for the chief, acting chief Remington would fit all the revised requirements and not be grandfathered in.
Right, he does fit it, but I will have to say this: when we went through it, basically, I had 50 and a half websites. I put together some suggestions for the commission. Once I actually said something. And we put together how many years, the degree was easy, et cetera, et cetera. I did not realize, and we had two choices, how long you have to be in battalion chief and above. 99% of the people went from 3 to 5 years. There was really no, some had 3, some had 4, some had 5. And I had absolutely no personal preference whatsoever. And everybody thought 3 was a good idea, and he needs that, okay? But this was not set up for him, I will have to tell you. In fact, it's the opposite. I didn't realize until somebody mentioned it that he needs to. We did not set up the qualifications for Remington. We just did not. So, but he does fit them. Yes, he does. There'll be no grand. Yeah, he fits the qualifications.
Alderman Skronsky?
Yeah, I think the 6-month period is good. I think the commission has done due diligence on what they found and what they're going to present to the council after that period of time. And I commend them for doing a good job and for Chief Remington to keep the department going into high standards, and congratulations to keeping the department good and where it's at and how it is recognized within the regional area here.
Alderman Olson.
Still 6 guys short for a full staff. And relative to G3, move to approve.
Motion to approve. Is there a second? Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, I have it. Motion carries. Boy, could really deliver. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you. Item 4, contract for assessment and property reevaluation services.
So moved,
Bob. Been moved and seconded. Under discussion, Alderman Wilbur.
This would be questions probably for Ms. Liberta. When you were doing the comparisons on page 46 of this, it talks about office space and all the different things that we would provide. Is this typically the same, and was that part of your cost comparison calculation?
It is typically the same. Because there are some of the smaller communities that I didn't use that some of the other assessing companies don't like to have office hours in your premises. They like to...
So it's typical for them to have complete control of the copy machine and pens and pencils, and just like they're a staff.
Access to, correct.
Yeah. Okay. Because to me, it sort of borders on not being a consultant anymore, and there are, you know, certain laws and provisions that prevent employees from kind of skirting that. So I just want to make sure we weren't bordering on that line there by doing this.
The biggest aspect of that line is control of their time, and their staff has... large control of their time. He informs me when he's going to change his hours, which gives me the ability to say, ooh, that conflicts with something I have.
Right.
But he never asked me for approval.
Thank you for that clarification. I want to make sure we weren't stepping into something that was in trouble.
Alderman Olson, Alderman Skronsky.
Well, my general statement is this is kind of falling in with the rest of our long-term contracts with long-term providers. It's about time to do some outside bidding just to see where the
Yeah, Mark, we hire them as a professional service, and they meet the independent contractor requirements, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's all we have to worry about.
On the motion.
Alderman Wilhelm?
I just noticed that on the motion, it talks about language being subject to the city attorney's approval, and maybe just instead of city attorney, is that included? Just in case he's not doing well, should that language be slightly modified so it's open to his staff or something? Just about.
Or does it use?
It refers to the office, not
right.
The person.
Right.
Right.
Good suggestion.
Next.
All right, and there is a Alderman Skronsky. Do you?
No.
Is a motion on the floor? Or is there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, I just have it. Motion carries. Item 7.
Move to approve.
Sorry,
sorry.
Five.
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 Geographic Marketing Advantage LLC agreement for geographic information systems.
Move to approve.
Second.
And move to second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, I have it. Motion carries. I got to get up here a little bit by the local services. Item 6, Information Technology Service Agreement between Heartland Business Systems and the City of Franklin.
So
second.
So move to second. Any further discussion? Alderman Olson, Technology Commission, are you okay with these things?
Yes, absolutely. We looked at the dollars involved and the service we're getting for the price, and none of the consultants who sit on the Technology Commission do this job for a living, whatever touch this contract. Too cheap.
Wow.
So, yes.
The ultimate compromise.
Good value.
All right. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, I have it. Motion carries. I did say that I would try and move this up, but where things are moving so quickly, item 7, resolution authorizing certain officials to execute an agreement to continue professional environmental engineering services to monitor compliance at the Metro Recycling Disposal Facility. Alderman Skronsky.
No, is there, I don't think there's been any controversy or complaints regarding the services by this firm that I have heard of, and see, I represent this area. So I'd recommend approval.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Under discussion, I have to say once again, since you took over this, the number of complaints has dwindled to almost nothing. I'm crossing my fingers that continues, but I think you do a great job for us.
Thank you.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, I have it. Motion carries. And you know I wasn't always of that opinion. Milwaukee County, change of administrative authority for the Milwaukee County Correctional Facility South. Just get to my
page. I haven't seen the letter.
The letter was in the process of being put together, the final portion, I believe, today, and then the city attorney.
Oh, okay.
The chief and the city attorney have been working on this. We did have a very good safety task force meeting, stuff that came from Bob Donahue's mouth during that process was like pure wisdom. The chief and I were trying to, just before the meeting, trying to figure out what we were going to say to you, and I would say that I would ask that the chief and the city attorney continue to try and finalize that letter, that prior to sending it down to county executive and county board, that copies be distributed to the aldermen to see if there's any suggestions or modifications of the letter. Or we can move to lay over this item. I think there was a drop-dead date of January 11th on this.
Whatever the council would like to drop, I'm open either way. Let me just tell you, I did get a letter or a memo today from the county exec that was written yesterday to the chairman of the board, basically because of the lawsuit and the lack of cooperation with the sheriff. The timetable of April 1st is going to be extremely, extremely difficult to get to. And as we know, lawsuits can drag out for a while. So I don't know necessarily if this is something that we were about rushing. It could come to us at the January 8th meeting, but if you want to do it differently, where we all get sent copies of the letter from the city attorney and I'll make a motion to lay over to January 8th.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Alderman Olson?
I just want to say, Mr. Mayor, as the alderman for that particular district and the guy that's deeply irritated about it, I was really disappointed that I was unable to attend that meeting. And frankly, I was only unable to attend that meeting because of the time it was held. So I would appreciate the courtesy if this rolls over to another meeting, and I would certainly like to see the letter before it gets committed to anything more.
I guess I would ask you to do us a favor, and that's because of all the history that you've had with this particular issue. I know that the council has directed the police chief and the city attorney to work on it, but I think with the history that and the information and experience that you have and your writing skills, I would ask that maybe you could get some input into to both of those individuals. We did miss you at the meeting, but there was a more than a lively debate, and I would say there was universal consensus that we are, in fact, the council is moving in the right direction on this. There should be grave concern.
I'd just like to say, having attended that meeting, that there was a good exchange and a lot of good input, and I think we made a pretty clear expression of our desire to make sure the county listens to us before they make any rash decisions involving our well-being of the city.
Cool. And, Your Honor, I would say on a side note, I pointed out, I think, at a previous meeting or a couple of meetings that the sheriff basically said that he didn't care if it went anywhere. He went out of his control, and then he obviously, at the meeting you were at down before a judiciary, his attorney basically said that if we do this, the county does this, that there'll be a lawsuit filed, which it was. The irony is, you have two supervisors that have come to me that said, if the sheriff would have just told us he wanted the facility, we would have supported him, which meant the votes were there to sustain the county exec's veto, which means that the sheriff, who is very egotistical, if he just would be upfront with people, this would not be going on. But the fact is, he felt like it was going to be taken from him by him saying, I don't care if it's going to be taken from me, and then it gets taken, no skin off his back. His fear was, if I say I want it, and it's taken, it's a knock to his ego, that's the problem with this person. And, you know, I know that people in the 9th District of Milwaukee County love this man, but he's costing us millions of dollars in lawsuits.
Well, just on that, Alderman, as you know from my testimony, I softened my testimony from what it probably would have been, because I was also of the impression that the sheriff had voluntarily said he no longer wanted to run the facility. When we were out and we met with the chief judge, it was very clear to me that the sheriff's department very much wanted to stay in the business of the House of Correction. So I tempered my comments on that, because given that, it does get into the purview of superintendents, and we have had superintendents in the past, like Frank Lauder, and Love Baldwin was out there, and Dick Cox, and very good superintendents, and it worked well. I think what we're really looking for as a community is we want to make sure that the safeguards that were put in place stay in place, that the facility is managed in a professional manner, and that we don't have anybody escaping from that facility, and we don't want to hear the word sexual predator facility ever. Getting some assurances on that would be paramount. All right, we have a motion on the floor. Second, any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Resolution regarding compensation of the City of Franklin for cellular 911 response services within Milwaukee County. Alderman Taylor.
Thank you, and I'll make a motion to approve. And I think if anybody read the resolution, that Mr. Liberta did a very outstanding job writing it. It basically is kind of what I wanted to, the point I made to the county board when this issue came up. and basically told the board that if we're going to do this, then the city of Franklin, at least I would attempt to put something to the city of Franklin, saying if you're going to do it for Milwaukee, then you do it for us. And this basically, I think, spells that out. So if it is approved, I also ask that the mayor sign it either today or first thing in the morning so I can produce copies and hand it to the county board on Thursday at our Thursday meeting.
So sign it right now if you got it. There's a motion that's been made and seconded. Any further discussion? Only that if you have it, I'll sign it right now.
That'll be the clerk.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. See. Item 10, authorization received with the acquisition of West Marquette Avenue. Alderman Clover.
Well, it looks like Mr. Bennett's ready to give something first, so I'll like wait to have him.
You have heard of the Marquette Avenue issue.
It doesn't look like Marquette.
About?
That's not Marquette
this
right
is
there.
I don't want to talk about Marquette.
Just get the votes.
The answer is no. What do you want?
Two proposals. Number one is to extend Evergreen to the parkland the city has purchased some years ago, which is landlocked. We can't get to it at this point in time. We are going to build a trail on the other side, but this would extend Evergreen Drive. We haven't shown a turnaround. We presume there's going to be a parking lot here. We don't know what facilities are going to go in here yet, but we could design a parking lot to meet whatever the need is. I just showed a blank gray area, but this would then extend down. There's no sense building, and we got a parking lot. There's no sense building a cul-de-sac. We'll just use a parking lot, and they can turn around the parking lot. Both these would come from Patrika's property, which is this L-shaped, upside-down L-shaped property. Missing a little piece here, but then Marquette Avenue would extend here. And we're proposing to extend Marquette Avenue just south of the section line. That way, there is a nice tree line in here, and we'll be able to maintain the tree line. We'll have to obtain a little piece of land from the property owner to the north to bring the road around. And our suggestion is to buy enough right-of-way that in the future, if we wanted to extend sidewalk, we could. But since the sidewalk really doesn't go anyplace, I don't really see the necessity of extending sidewalk at this time. All you're going to do is bring sidewalk into an area that doesn't have sidewalk. But we think it's much easier to buy the land, sufficient land for the sidewalk, because someday we think we'll want sidewalk. Because we do have sidewalk right here on the school property. So purchasing each one of these, this would be an urban street as we see it. There is some possibilities. We did lay out possibilities that this could be subdivided in the future and have some lots off that. We'll have to see where the city attorney informed us that we can only buy what we need for a street. We can't buy lands that we would resell. That's not allowed. So our intent would be is to refer this to the Board of Public Works. The Plan Commission, the Board of Public Works would approve the legal descriptions. Plan Commission would determine necessity, and then we bring back a resolution to the council. And this is setting up that if we can't negotiate it, we can't use the power of eminent domain if necessary to acquire this. Of course, we always try to negotiate. The next step after that would be, and I'm working on a contract to do appraisals for this project, for these two parcels, three parcels actually, one, two, three, three parcels for appraiser, and then we come back and go through the normal process of acquisition.
Okay, Alderman Wilhelm.
Okay, I'm going to make a motion to authorize staff to proceed with the acquisition of the right-of-way for the extension of West Marquette Avenue from South 49th Street to the west property line of Pleasant View Elementary School and West Evergreen Street from a point 800 feet east of South 51st Street, west 540 feet to the west line on the city's undeveloped parkland south of Pleasant View Elementary School, and refers that acquisition to the Board of Public Works and the Planning Commission with the understanding, and this is added to the motion, with the understanding that school access takes priority over park access.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Alderman Scranton.
Is there money appropriated for doing this?
Yes.
And is there... I know there's been a lot of discussion with the landowner. Is the landowner receptive to this?
I know that there's been ongoing negotiations with the city of Drayton.
Because I know there's been a lot of discussion with the landowner not to split this property for many years. Well, there's heirs, Steve. Well, there's still somebody that owns the property.
Alderman Olson, Alderman Solomon, Alderman Bowman.
I'm just impressed that it took all of them 4 years to make the motion.
I wonder why.
Congratulations.
Alderman Solomon?
Yeah, in response to Ken's question, it's in the budget for 49th Street, and it's in the park impact fees for Evergreen, so it wouldn't cost anything out of our budgets.
Okay.
The landowner, the heir of the Patrika site, was previously in negotiations with the city attorney and the conservancy group to buy the whole parcel. We didn't want to sell the whole parcel. But we still need this for 49th Street, and we still need it for Evergreen.
Okay. Thank you.
Alderman Wilder.
Yes, the land is for sale. There's a sign. Somebody keeps knocking it down, probably because the people at the end of the street really don't want the road to go through. I did go and knock on everyone's door and talk to them, so they're aware of it. Some of them not too happy about it. But, and that's the Evergreen, not the Marquette School issue. So I did say that I would support this for if Marquette was included in that. No, I have constituents that aren't going to be too pleased about having that park road. I am still going to support it. But I do want the school property to take precedence. I noticed that the presentation was really about Evergreen. And I did get a nice colorful photo like that. But at the beginning of the meeting, when the mayor asked us to have a moment of silence for the children who lost their lives, he said he had discussions on what we can do to improve the safety of our schools. And I can't think of one thing better to do than this. And so I thank my colleagues for finally supporting this. Thank you very much.
Alderman Taylor?
And I was going to say, you know, the council's kind of went on record that we want to see this done. We put money aside. It's taken over 4 years. I think that, you know, now's the time to do it. And it was eerie, at least for me, watching the news footage on Friday and Saturday and Sunday and Monday from above the sky. And if you look, that's a dead end. That you come in and there's no other secondary access out at Sandy Hook Elementary. So when you look at that, and you look at the cars and the parents and the chaos of law enforcement, and those roads were a lot wider than getting into Pleasant View. So it's almost fitting that we're addressing this finally at this time, because if you look at that photo, and the next time you go and you watch it, you'll see it again. It ends. There's no secondary access. So I mean, this does need.
Well, I think we should telegram this discussion to Congress, because it sounds like we're trying to compromise and come up with a good good deal for the people of Franklin. So, would that be nice if Congress did the same thing? All right, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion. Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion.
Please record it.
There's a request to record the vote as unanimous. There's no objection. Madam Clerk, please record the vote as unanimous. Resolution authorizing city to execute an intergovernmental agreement allowing the Village of Mount Pleasant to act as fiscal agent for the Southeast Wisconsin Clean Water Network. You might remember at the Citizens Comment period, Mr. Bennett, the then world's greatest president of the Franklin Seniors Group asked a question. So maybe you could address that.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Again, I'll have to say this is probably one of the items on the agenda that I know the least about. But when we did the Root River watershed and we had to do a stormwater permit, and that was in the budget a number of years ago, then seven communities worked together to do that permit. And we shared the cost of the permit, and it was less than if we would have done it individually. And then some of the rules that DNR has is that we have to do some promotional work. And so we got together with a number of other communities, and to share the cost, we basically shared the cost based on population of area within the basin, and you'll see all the communities that are sharing the cost. And then the town would handle this and put it together so we could have one consultant put together a PR program that would be suitable for all of us, and we feel we get more for our dollar than every community trying to do a little $3,000 promotional program. So that's the whole idea. I think it's a good idea. It is working together with other communities, and you know, I think we're trying to do that more and more all the time, and I think we probably should do that more. So this is basically what that is. That's our share. This isn't the first time we did it. You did this last year.
I'll make a motion to approve. I remember this.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carried. Request from Franklin Historic Society to allow the Department of Public Works to transport disassembled sections of the Went Barn from West Oakwood Road to the Department of Public Works grounds, where it will be stored for a period of time not to exceed 2 years. Mr. Lucky and Mr. Schaefer contacted me about whether I thought this was a good idea. I do think it's a good idea, but I do not think that this is in the purview of the mayor to just say, yep, go do that, go use city personnel and city equipment to assist a nonprofit organization. I know that in the past that the city has helped to move those buildings over to where they currently are, but I also believe that probably was taken to the county council at that time, because the council, as you know, holds the purse, and equipment of the city is there's an expenditure for that, and there's also an expenditure for the men and women that would be assigned to this. Again, I do think it's a very good idea. I think it's very worthwhile. But I would also like to say that they also wanted a waiver of liability from the Historical Society, and they did provide me with that today. I don't think you have this in front of you. Franklin Historical Society waives any liability for the city of Franklin during the transportation, loading, and storage of the components of the dismantled Went family barn. Signed, James J. Lucky, President, Franklin Historical Society. Alderman Wilhelm?
Mayor is working with nonprofits and working with the city attorney on previous liability waivers. I'm not sure the city attorney would think that would completely cover us. And the language here does say that the liability waiver would be provided. I would suggest that we have legal opinion that it's adequate enough, or maybe the city attorney has one previously written up that they could just have us use and have them sign instead of that one. So I would just add that to the motion.
Or director of administration with the insurance services.
That's
I'll second your motion.
Okay. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify. Oh, wait. Alderman Schmidt, your assistance.
I'm in favor of the motion.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Yeah. Alderman Schmidt, did you
well, this whole project has been ongoing for a good year now since the West Barn was donated.
I have no vested interest in whether or not this.
Yes, but your organization could profit if you told them.
You got to be there to help get the logs off the trailer.
All right, I'll abstain.
So my motion is as written. Motion to grant Department of Public Works the authority to transfer disassembled sections of the Went Barn from Oakwood Road to the Department of Public Works grounds, where it will be stored for a period of time not to exceed 2 years, and for a legal review of a liability waiver prior to signing of the waiver and work to begin.
And that's a motion I
suggest. Motion. Okay. Alderman Salver.
Thank you, sir. Jack, do we have room for this in the garage?
We can make room for it. We're hauling out some dirt right now. We have a lot of stored dirt. We're hauling that to the landfill and they're using it for cover materials. So we don't have to pay. Yes. Okay. Answer is yes.
Ms. Liberis?
I was just going to say that Jerry worked out very specifically where it would be and talked about how it could be stored. And relative to the waiver, we're not trying to protect ourselves because we have our own liability insurances for any work, public works, visit, and the employees. Really what we're just giving a waiver for is if the anything broke in transit, we're not liable back to the Historical Society for replacement costs or anything like that. And I have template language that
right.
from the city attorney that I could craft up very easily.
Yeah, as I said, I think it's a very worthwhile venture.
Very worthwhile.
And, okay, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, are there any abstentions?
Abstain.
Okay, five ayes, no noes, one abstention by Alderman Schmidt. Ayes have it, motion carries. Just Liberta, if and when we get a break, do you think you could make a copy of this letter for the Alderman, what I read at the Captain's Assistant's commentary?
Yes, it doesn't have headers or anything, but I can get that draft into their hands this evening or in their box this evening before I go.
Okay, thanks. Let's see, where are we?
13.
Resolution amend the established non-elective and non-discretionary contribution by participating employees of the City of Franklin bargaining employees retirement.
So moved.
Second.
So moved and seconded. Under discussion, Mr. Liberta.
This did go to personnel last night, and I made a recommendation for one change in the resolution. In the first line of the now therefore be it resolved, it says that beginning with each payroll period ending on or after January 1st, it should be beginning on or after January 1st. That way, it aligns the change in the pension contribution with the 1% pay raise that employees were scheduled for in January, so that they're occurring at the same time instead of starting the deduction one pay period ahead of the other. Other than that, personnel committee did recommend approval, and this does address specifically what the Common Council asked during the budget process relative to the DPW pension plan, addressing greater savings from them. Their contribution will go up to 8.2% in working with the employees on crafting an alternative.
Okay. We have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, 6 ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Resolution to establish the 2013 non-represented employee general wage adjustments, cost adjustments, rates of pay, wage schedule.
Second.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Question on page 141, if you could explain the difference between why the water and sewer has only the six-month move up from steps and the clerk and the clericals have a one-year to move up to the step. I'm just curious why clerks have to wait a year and the other ones move up two steps in 6 months.
It's a historical carryover from how the contract had previously been structured, and you really see two half steps. So they make about that. I believe it's about the same total leap. The contract over the years had just enabled that six-month probationary period so you could sort of evaluate the new DPW and sewer and water employees' performance to determine whether you're going to keep them. And if you kept them after that six-month period, then they took that first step. So those two were really historical carryovers from.
It seems to me like it should be really reversed. 1 year, someone who's in that position versus 6 months, someone in a clerical position. And you've got to be able to figure out what they can, it just seems, it should either be reverse or equal.
Well, one thing for the council's understanding, one thing personnel committee has recognized is, you know, with Act 10 and Act 32 and contracts coming off at different times, we've spent a lot of time keeping up with maintaining the status quo. Bottom line is I believe the City of Franklin has run well and running efficiently. We have good employees. The departments perform well. So we haven't spent a lot of time trying to rework the wheel, or, you know, just because the statutes have changed and we have a little more unilateral control. So these are two provisions that came pretty much right from the contracts because they were working before. As we get more time, as Acts 10 and 32 sort of stabilize in our policy, Personnel Committee and myself as Human Resources Director anticipate we'll stop and look at some certain sections and say, okay, why do we have these differences here, and begin to maybe consolidate things over time.
That's one
It'll
section
be a many-year
I would,
process.
That's one section I would hope that you would look at in the future. Thank you.
I will point out the one typo. You can see we have two Roman numeral sixes. The second one would be Roman numeral.
There's motion on the floor. It's been seconded on discussion.
I've been listening because of all this water stuff going on. At the water departments are completely independent from any city involvement. Pardon? I'm questioning why all of a sudden we're funding all this stuff. And, you know, because of all this water stuff, cities don't have anything to say about it. Their water department goes ahead and does what it is. We have a hybrid here, apparently. And all of a sudden comes a light. I'm saying, oh, what the hell's going on?
And Jackie can correct me if I don't explain it in the best way, but what is independent is the sewer utility or the water utility.
Yeah, but we're furnishing all the labor and everything else, and we're doing all the payment. Independent contractors.
We have some shared employees between the two, and that isn't uncommon throughout the state. But
now, which half of Bennett do we go over there? It's the lower half, the upper half, or the
really?
I have a question on which half.
But it's like the library. There are certain employees in the library that the library board controls the policy on, but they pass resolution that defers to the policies we adopt, and so it works. But there is some organizational difference for the utility from the city. But since we have shared employees, they unless they broke off and got their own employees, they're going to follow our rules and our HR policies.
And our direction.
Water utility actually.
You didn't say anything. Our direction.
Yes, they do.
The Common Council has total control.
Of those employees, correct.
Okay, all right. Okay.
And actually, the water department has no employees. They're all employees of the city. Oak Creek, for instance, the water department, sewer and water, they actually have a sewer and water utility, which is a little different. We just have a water utility. But their employees are employed by the water department. They have their own HR. They have their own accountants. They have their own union. And they bargain with the Board of Water Commissioners. So they're completely, almost completely independent. We are very dependent on the city because our water department has no employees. We have account numbers for our employees in the sewer and water department, and depending on what account number they put down, that's where their time is billed. So we share them, and they're all city employees. There are no water employees in the city of Franklin. Even myself, I'm manager, I'm city engineer, director of public works. I only do a part time, and that part time is figured by Cal and billed to the water.
We're a little bit off of it, but I think that while this is being referred to you, that maybe just take a look at how other municipalities, maybe Waukesha, Oak Creek, are their reporting relationship and budgeting is done. I completely understand that this just evolved. It's just the way things have been. But Alderman Skronsky makes a good point in that we haven't had any problems really with our Board of Water Commissioners. But if they decided that they did not want to listen to the advice of this council, they do not have to do so. Or if they were to accept, let's say, huge rate increases or something from another entity, we may not have any say in that. So I think it's probably time that we do study this entire issue. All right, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. 15, resolution to receive library board wage recommendations and authorize 2013 wage adjustments for the library employees.
So moved.
And for discussion, seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it, motion carries. Item 16, resolution to amend the Civil Service System Personnel Administration Program to incorporate promotion transfer language relative to public works and sewer and water positions.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it, motion carries. Item 17, amendment to the City of Franklin Bargaining Employees Retirement Plan and to the City of Franklin Certain Employees Retirement Plan to comply with the HEROES Earning Assistance. There's a motion to approve. Is there a second? Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it, motion carries. I'm going to look down to Alderman Olson. If there's no objections, let me first ask.
Well, this is the last one. Yeah.
Oh, all right, go ahead.
It just said that there were expected changes to come back with that plan, so are we going to be able to see those? It says attorney will take, it says will take is to prepare the language back and come consistent with provisions. So just what's going to happen? Will we see those changes?
Mr. LeBert?
The intent of the motion as I drafted it is that you're recognizing that the language the attorney will draft won't expand the benefit plan as it's set up. So I can provide you a signed copy of the final one, but it wouldn't be until after the fact.
Yes, I would like to sign that. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Item 18, 2013 casualty insurance coverage.
So moved.
So moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it, motion carries. I was actually looking down at Alderman Olson on item 19. Wondering if there's a desire to go into closed session or not. Yes, I understand. I would just, if there is no desire to go into closed session, I would ask that this item be referred back to both the director of administration and to have him be in contact with the city attorney to make an offer of purchase with the dollar amount that the Parks Commission thought was appropriate. Is there a motion to that?
So moved.
I would
need a second.
That the negotiated price is the price that is being offered at this point in time. Let me go back and say that.
There's a desire to go to closed session pursuant to section 19.85. Alderman Skratsky, would you withdraw your motion so we can go into closed session?
Yes.
All right. Pursuant to section chapter 19.85, 1, sub 1, sub E, Wisconsin statutes, to consider the potential acquisition of and an offer to sell property bearing tax key numbers 885-9996-000, and to re-enter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters discussed therein as it deems appropriate. Is there a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skratsky.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman
Sam. Aye.
Aye. Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Only those parties having business regarding this item are to remain in. All parties are to take all personal items with them, all potential electronic devices as well. Open session, Alderman Olson.
Motion to authorize the city attorney and the appropriate city personnel to move forward with offering to purchase on this parcel. And at ballot discussed in the closed session, and at the discretion of the mayor and the city attorney, negotiate for potential maintenance dollars.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it, motion carries. Alderman Solomon, permits.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Birmingham approved. Fensec approved. Lip approved. Fleet Reserve approved. Franklin City approved. Franklin City National Night Out approved. Franklin City of Safety approved. Franklin Historical Society barn raising approved pending proof of insurance and article of certificate of exemption or Form 990. Franklin Lioness and Lioness Club approved. Franklin Parks Concerts approved. Forest Park Middle School approved. Knights of Columbus approved. Rams Club approved pending article of certificate of exemption or Form 990. St. Martin's of Tours approved. St. Paul's approved. VFW Post approved. Victory of the Lamb Church approved pending insurance. Xavier Ministries approved pending insurance.
Is there a second?
Second.
And moved second. And under discussion, Alderman Olson.
I intend to vote against the Rams Club, so I would make a motion to divide the question.
All right, there's a. I think there's just a request, isn't it?
Sorry, Mark.
Is there a second to the division of the question?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, on the main motion, without that exception, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. On a separate issue that Alderman Olson brought up, Alderman Olson.
Move to deny.
There's a motion to deny. Is there a second? Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I would be interested in any information that might help me support that.
I thought there was. Is there a second to your motion? Yeah.
No.
Okay. Is there a second to Alderman Olson's motion to deny? Is there a second to the motion to deny? Not the motion fails for lack of a second.
Motion approved.
Second. Motion to approve a separate item under discussion, Alderman Olson.
Well, my objection, as I voiced before, is the purpose of waiving fees was to allow for those organizations who did benefit for the community to receive a break and support from the taxpayers. 15 guys flying model airplanes doesn't make the cut, as far as I'm concerned. I have nothing against them, but I don't see any public benefit to giving them the money. I'm going to set up a model railroad club. Am I going to get money off if I want to use the hearing room? How about somebody wanting to do a craft show in the hearing room? Are they going to get money off? I just think it's not a bad value.
Well, I think this would have been approved pending their nonprofit status, which it hasn't been shown that they have. So maybe Alderman Olson has valid concerns. We don't have that, so that has to be clarified that they even, if they met the statutes to become a nonprofit, that should satisfy Alderman Olson's concern because they would have had to spell out how they are a public benefit. That should have been in their bylaws and their articles of incorporation, or they wouldn't meet the statutes. So once they can prove that, that should hopefully satisfy them. But we haven't seen the documents for that.
Alderman Olson and Alderman Skraski.
I would argue that the fact that they may or may not have a 401c3 or whatever nonprofit status doesn't automatically qualify them either. If you have someone who's headquartered out of the city and wants to use city facilities for free, how does that benefit the community? So the acid test, to me, should not be a 501c3 or nonprofit status. It ought to be truly, is it a benefit to the community as a whole? And these guys aren't. I've said
it. All right, Alderman Skraski.
Yeah, the question is, how is the ordinance written? I don't think any of us have read it up that much and updated. Well, forget you. We read it, but then, you know, you forget about it until the next meeting and something like this. But it's how you want to interpret it also. You know, I can agree with Steve on a certain point, but there's going to be incidents where the group is in Franklin. Yeah, the land is by the county. I know there are people that belong to it that live in the city that do the stuff there. but are they giving a charity fact? Are they going to the Lebanon Association of Steve Wilson's retirement party? No, that they're not doing. So.
Okay, Alderman Sullivan.
The statutes, or I should say the application requirements per the grant program, so reads, an organization's articles of incorporation or like certificate of existence and any statement or certification of the organization's nonprofit status by the state or federal government or a statement that no such certificate exists. And that's why I recommended to approve it pending article of certificate of exemption or Form 99. And that has to be in the motion, not just to approve it.
Madam Clerk.
And not that I want to put words in Alderman Olson's mouth or try to interpret what he said, except I believe what he is saying is, okay, everybody might meet those or will meet them, but he believes that there are other qualifications relating to how they benefit Franklin that he would like an answer to.
Then we might want to look at changing the rules.
That's what I just said. It is one of the conditions.
Okay, on the separate issue, all those in favor, please signify by saying
aye.
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 Those opposed?
No.
Hearing five ayes, one no, ayes have it, motion carries. Vouchers, payroll approval, you have before you list. Alderman Olson.
I'm a short timer. You got to bear with me, okay, because I'm going to take these advantages as I see them.
Picky.
When this whole program came up about fee waivers, I said there's going to become a day where those who don't deserve will get them. And this is a slippery slope.
We approved that 1 year, last couple of years, so they've been on the slippery slope since that period of time. Just so you know, so not this year, that's slippery slope. They've been there since the beginning.
And I voted against them.
And you have, so exactly. But nothing new has changed. There's no new organizations besides what we had, so it's been the same old, same old. So next year, well, you won't be up here, but if someone wants to bring up this group again,
well,
they can.
Steve, you can say that the Flint Preserve Association Branch 14 doesn't qualify either.
Alderman Solomon, you had your hand up.
Let me read eligibility criteria here. There's a bunch of that, but what Alderman Olson is talking about is one of the stipulations. Fundraising events must provide a benefit or contribution to Franklin as determined by the City of Franklin's Common Council under the consideration of the public purposes of the public grant program as set forth above. Organization or individual raising the funds must primarily serve Franklin residents or businesses or promote tourism to or within the city.
Tourism, there you go. People come in from outside of the city of Franklin to do
are,
that. There we go.
Yeah,
they have airplanes flying in.
There you go. There we go. Done.
Okay.
Done. Moving on here.
All right, moving on. Let's see.
I guess
we're good.
An alternate motion. Well, shut up.
It's been approved.
We already approved it. You approved it. You have a list of vouchers dated December 18th, 2012, in front of you, numbers 145353 through 145520. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Then moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson?
Aye.
Alderman Solomon?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Scruggs?
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it, motion carries. Is there a motion approving a net payroll dated December 14th, 2012?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Scruggs.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilson.
Aye.
Alderman
Solomon.
Aye. Alderman
Olson. Yep.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it, motion carries. Before we get to the motion to adjourn, I also would like to say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you and yours, and that you have a most blessed Christmas.
Yeah, and to everybody else, yeah.
Yes.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Discussion. Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
And even to the reporter.
Ayes have it, motion carries. We adjourn. Thank you one and all for coming out of this blistering.